Hello, everybody. My name is Elliot Carver, and today I'm going to be talking about environmental and agronomic efficiencies, phosphorus, in a no-tillage corn-soybean rotation. Before I get started, I'd like to give a brief acknowledgement to my co-authors, Drs. Nelson, Klutenberg, Rosebohm, and Tomlinson. So phosphorus, the loss of phosphorus from an agricultural field is a known contributor to the degradation of surface water. We see that the degradation can personify itself in toxic algal blooms, eutrophication, and the creation of dead zones or hypoxic zones within the water. This can lead to a loss of aquatic wildlife and also just an overall decrease in water quality. When you get a lot of algae in water, it can increase water treatment costs, which correlates to us, and it's also harmful for our health. So that's the water quality side, but from an agricultural side, the producer can make decisions that could potentially impact the amount of phosphorus being lost from their field and going into these waterways. And so what we tried to work with is a way to quantify this on an agronomic and an environmental scale. So the objectives for the study are: how does the application method of phosphorus fertilizer influence phosphorus loss and phosphorus use? We also looked at, can cover crops be used to alter phosphorus loss and use? And then our third objective is, can different agricultural management practices be used to create a more efficient system? To study this, we conducted research at the Kansas Agricultural Watershed Field Lab, or CAW, located in Manhattan, Kansas. The CAW consists of 18 half-hectare plots that are outlined by the black border here. And each one of these plots has been graded so that they are their own individual watershed. And these watersheds drain through where the red arrows are indicated. And just to try to give you a little more insight into how big these plots are, in this bottom left corner, here's a full-sized white pickup truck, which is very small compared to these plots. And then give you a little bit more insight into how big these plots are. Here's some pictures taken from our research site at two different angles. Our research site is located on a slight hillside. So in the top left, this is taken at the bottom of our hill. And then in the bottom right, it's taken at the top of the hill, just looking out, trying to give you guys a better picture of our site. So we are in a no-till corn-soybean rotation. And in 2016, we grew soybeans. And in 2017, we grew corn. And we looked at a 3x2 factorial arrangement of treatments. We had three different phosphorus fertilizer treatments, a 0 kilograms per hectare of phosphorus applied, and then 23.6 kilograms per hectare of phosphorus applied as both a fall broadcast and a spring injected. And then we also looked at those three phosphorus fertilizer management practices with and without cover crop. In 2016, our cover crop consisted of a monocrop of winter wheat, and in 2017, we had a triticale rapeseed blend. We measured runoff and phosphorus loss from all these plots, and as I mentioned, they were all graded to be their own watershed, so they drained through one focal point. So at this point, we had fitted each plot with a 0.46 meter H flume that was connected to an automated sampler. And these samplers, every time it rained, would collect a flow weighted composite sample that we then submitted to analysis for the testing lab, where we looked at total phosphorus, dissolved phosphorus, and total suspended solids. And in these two pictures, these are our flumes. On the left, this is a cover cropped plot, or a non-cover plot, and on the right, we have a cover crop plot. And you can see just a little visual difference between the water that's coming out of these plots, and we'll get into kind of what's going on there a little bit later. We also measured phosphorus uptake and removal, and to do this in 2016 for soybeans, we collected the entire plant and analyzed the whole plant with the pods and grain on it for total phosphorus uptake. And then we utilized a plot combine to separate out the grain and measured phosphorus removed in the grain. And in 2017, we performed a hand harvest of corn stalks and looked at the total phosphorus uptake in just the stalks without the ears. We had removed the ears and measured total P uptake for the stalks. And then for the grain, we shelled the ears that we had picked off those stalks and analyzed them for grain or for phosphorus. We used these yield numbers to calculate a variety of efficiencies. And so I'm gonna just walk through a little bit on how we kind of did this for each one. So we measured agronomic nutrient use efficiency, which is the difference in fertilized yield compared to the non-fertilized yield over how much fertilizer you applied. So this is really showing you, are you getting a positive response to applying phosphorus fertilizer? We also looked at partial productivity factor, which is just yield divided by fertilizer applied, and just showing that how much yield are we getting for each unit of nutrient applied. We measured fertilizer recovery efficiency, which is the difference in phosphorus uptake of the fertilized plots compared to the phosphorus uptake in the control divided by how much fertilizer is applied. I also looked at partial nutrient balance, which is the amount of phosphorus removed, so what is being taken off in the grain, divided by how much phosphorus fertilizer we're applying. And then lastly, we measured environmental efficiency, which for this we could essentially call phosphorus efficiency, which is our amount of yield divided by phosphorus lost from the system. So our ANOVA table for both 2016 and 2017, we found that we had impacts of fertilizer and impacts of cover, but we didn't necessarily see any fertilizer by cover interactions. We found the fertilizer really affected yield and phosphorus uptake and removal from the system, and we also saw that it mainly affected losses as well. And we did in 2016 get some differences in our environmental efficiencies, but for cover, we found that we mainly had effects on the amount of dissolved phosphorus loss and sediment being lost from our system. So for crop yield in 2016, we found that the application of phosphorus fertilizer statistically increased the amount of soybeans we produced. This was regardless of application method, we found that phosphorus fertilizer caused a 10% increase in soybean production. And then in 2017, we did not see any significant differences, but we see the same trend with a higher production of corn grain when you apply phosphorus fertilizer. For this year, we had pretty highly variable yields, and I think that kind of contributes to why it's not a significant effect, but you can see the trends here. We measured phosphorus uptake, and in 2016 and in 2017, we found that the application of phosphorus fertilizer statistically increases phosphorus uptake by the plant. In 2016, phosphorus fertilizer increased P uptake by 27%, and in 2017, it increased P uptake by 37%. We see the same trends carrying into total amount of phosphorus that's removed in the grain, with a 25% increase in phosphorus removal for 2016 when you apply phosphorus fertilizer, and a 50% increase in phosphorus removal for corn when you apply phosphorus fertilizer. We've seen three slides here in a row that show when you apply phosphorus fertilizer, you have higher yield, higher uptake, and higher removal compared to the control. So from this, we can infer that our control plots are probably deficient in phosphorus, that we're not seeing a positive response. Measured partial nutrient balance, which again is indicated on the bottom of the screen, is the amount of phosphorus removed divided by the amount of fertilizer applied. In 2016, we found statistical differences, although they're pretty slight, with the fall broadcast method having a 4% increase in partial nutrient balance compared to the spring injected. And in 2017, we did not see any differences between application methods. For total phosphorus loss, we found in both years that the fall broadcast method had the statistically greatest amount of loss compared to the control and the spring injected. In 2016, fall broadcast had a 1.5 times the amount of total phosphorus loss from the system compared to the control. And in 2017, the fall broadcast was 3 times as much phosphorus loss compared to the control. And the spring injected had twice as much phosphorus that was lost compared to the control. And although the application of phosphorus fertilizer increased the amount of phosphorus loss, I think it's interesting to note that there is difference in application method, with fall broadcast both years losing more fertilizer, or losing more phosphorus than the spring injected. We also saw the same trends with dissolved phosphorus loss. So we found that in 2016, fall broadcast had 3 times the amount of dissolved phosphorus loss compared to the control, and it had twice as much phosphorus loss compared to the spring injected. And for 2017, we found that fall broadcast had 6 times the amount of dissolved phosphorus loss compared to the control, and that the spring injected had 3 times as much phosphorus loss compared to the control. But again, note these differences between application method. The spring injected just continues to have less phosphorus being lost compared to the fall broadcast. We also found differences for environmental efficiency, which again is the amount of yield divided by phosphorus lost. In 2016, we did not see any differences, but in 2017, we found that phosphorus fertilizer application decreased our environmental efficiency by negative 65 and negative 45% compared to the control. And this makes sense since this is a calculation that involves yield. And in 2017, I'll get into it a little bit more. But we found that, or sorry, not yield, since it involves the amount of phosphorus loss, because earlier we saw that the application of phosphorus fertilizer increased the amount of phosphorus loss. So now we're going to look at the cover crops effects. For yield, in 2016 we saw no differences, but in 2017 we found that the use of a cover crop statistically decreased our yield by 36%. We don't have a quantifiable measure on this, but when we planted our cover crops, we noticed that the soils were just a little bit wetter compared to the non-cover plots and a little bit cooler, and it just kind of seemed that the cover cropped plots lagged behind throughout most of the year. For phosphorus uptake, there are no differences in 2016, but in 2017, we found that the cover crop decreased phosphorus uptake by 23%, but this corresponds with the yield for 2017. We saw that the yield for cover was less than the no cover. For partial productivity factor, in 2016, we found no differences between cover and no cover, and in 2017, we found that the no cover increased partial productivity factor by 32%. Again, this involves yield, and in 2017 we found that the no-cover or the cover crop plots had lower yield. So, although cover crops decreased the amount of yield in 2017, we found in both years that the use of a cover crop decreased sediment loss by over 70% compared to the no-cover. So we're losing less soil from our field, but what we did find was that cover crops statistically increase the amount of dissolved phosphorus loss from the system in both 2016 and 2017. In 2016, we found that the cover crops increased dissolved P loss by 54%, and in 2017, cover crops increased dissolved phosphorus loss by 75%. And in the last slide, we saw that the cover crops decreased the amount of sediment being lost, and since you're losing less sediment, therefore, you're losing less bound phosphorus. And so that could be one of the reasons why we're seeing a greater increase in dissolved phosphorus loss. For environmental efficiency, we saw no differences in 2016, but in 2017, we found that the cover crops decreased environmental efficiency by 50%. Again, this calculation involves yield, and in 2017, we found that the cover crops just decreased our yield. So in conclusion, we found that phosphorus fertilizer increased the yield of soybeans regardless of application method. The use of phosphorus fertilizer influenced phosphorus uptake, phosphorus removal, and both total and dissolved phosphorus loss from our fields, and that cover crops decreased the total amount of sediment loss. While they decreased sediment loss, we found that they increased dissolved phosphorus loss. And our last conclusion is application method of phosphorus fertilizer influenced environmental efficiency. I'd like to say thank you to our research partners. We give acknowledgement to members of our research team, the farm staff, and the K-State Soil Testing Lab, and open the floor for any questions if we have time.
We have about a minute and a half for questions.
Could you go back to the dissolved
on cover crops?
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm
just trying to think
that was
like a total loss or a percentage of the total.
So this is, I guess essentially it's a percentage of the total phosphorus loss, but we actually measured dissolved phosphorus loss. But we had a question up front, sorry. So all these numbers are based on the total water year, so they've been measured across the whole year. Okay.
I've read a bunch of studies that talk about preferential loss of phosphorus in the crude soil, and of course, which is higher in those two systems. Mm-hmm.
I guess we didn't account for macropores, but we were just trying to look at like what's being lost, I guess, just as runoff was our main focus.
I have a bunch of studies that might help with the numbers that are going actually through macropores,
yeah,
into the groundwater.
That'd be great.
All All right. Thank you very much.